We typically try to, cast the net pretty broadly to get people doing interesting work in a bunch of different areas. You know, in the past, we've had people that have been working on video installations or video pieces at the Shadow Art Fair. Our friend Molly's taken pictures of people's feet, for instance, and like people do different kinds of interesting, engaging stuff. So, you know, and I think people are getting a little more ambitious. The folks from Swipple are building a tiny gallery that you can walk inside in their booth space.
Hmm.
Our friend Jennifer is going to be selling nachos and vegan cheese.
Mm.
And last time she and I and her friend Melissa did the hugs and gumbo thing that was well received.
Hugs and gumbo. I remember that.
So
you get a choice. You had a choice of hugs or gumbo or both. And there was a fee.
Yes, yeah. There's a fee. Yeah. And I'll be talking about a project that I'm trying to get off the ground in Ypsilanti to have a bike-powered movie series outside in Riverside Park. And, I'll be talking to people about the construction of the bikes and stuff and what we've got planned and collecting names for people that are interested in helping out or
wow.
participating. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Bike-powered movie series. Somebody actually, people taking turns pedaling or multiple bikes, or you're still trying to figure it out?
The schematic, we have a few engineers that are working on it, and right now it looks like we're talking about 8 bikes, four of which will be kind of freestanding, kind of pre-made bikes that people can just stand in line and hop on and pedal for a while, and then 4 of which will be kind of ride-up units where you'll be able to ride up and put your own bike on and pedal your own bike for a while. But yeah, that's the plan.
Cool.
Yeah.
So some of the vendors I was looking up on shadowartfair.com and looking at some very interesting stuff, I was taken by the fact that some of them are not exactly as they seem, and so maybe that's a shadow of what you might imagine. I'm looking at an artist's work called Extraordinary Objects, and it's extraordinary, and I want to read a little bit from it because it's kind of cool. There's a really interesting sketch drawing of a grapefruit. The artist is saying, in Spanish, they have a saying, one's better half is their media naranja, literally, your half orange. I kind of like that, actually.
Mm, that's nice.
He says, my mom still cuts. My mother and father have shared exactly one grapefruit every single morning of their married life. My mom cuts it in half and then cuts along the individual pieces and the circumference so that you can eat it right out of the skin like a bowl. I thought that was just kind of an interesting snippet there. And it's an example of this person is using this inspiration to make sketches. There are people with crafts, with clothes, and with
people. Is Mike making gang signs on the other side of the glass?
I think he's throwing signs.
I'm getting ready. I mean, I think there may be a rumble at the Shadow Art Fair. And
what glass, Mark? There's no glass here at WCBN.
There is no glass at WCBN. I don't know what you mean.
Holy
and this is not pre-recorded, remember? So, yes. Also, the thing is, the Shadow Art Fair gets mighty crowded, which is a lot of fun to me. I love the energy of the people and all the sounds and smells from the coffee and the nacho cheese and stuff like that. And now, there is going to be something called Cakeosaurus. That's one of the vendors. And they do animal prints, jewelry, cards. And, as a matter of fact, I see they have cupcake mice prints. These are woodblock prints of mice with cupcakes. There's a series of those. So food does permeate everything that we do. I guess you could say that. Tim, you have cards, I believe, don't you?
I do. I sell greeting cards at the fair, as well as some screen-printed T-shirts. This time, I'm going to be focusing on a project of mine called Mongo Deco, which is basically an interior design using entirely salvaged and recycled materials.
Oh, wow.